I'm Cambria, and I'm mad about something else on this episode of the Shadowbinders podcast. Welcome to the Shadowbinders podcast. I am one of your hosts, Cambria Pratt.
And I'm the other host. I'm Tom.
And sorry about the audio quality. We're on our way to see Avengers because we're really late to the party. Long story.
We're too busy working to go see movies.
Pretty much. So, since we're on our way to see Avengers, I thought we could talk about something else that has my panties in a twist, and that would not we were driving, that would be illegal. That would be the lack of Black Widow merchandise for the Avengers movie, and the fact that it doesn't look like we're getting much for Princess Leia either for the Star Wars movie.
It kind of blows my mind, though, because, like we talked about before, I remember when we were kids and the original trilogy was out, that there was all kinds of Princess Leia stuff. Like, I mean, you had no problem finding Leia action figures. I remember they had the 12-inch figures. They had Leia everything. I mean, they had all kinds of Leia stuff. And supposedly, they're not really pushing the female characters. I don't know. I mean, it might be too early to tell.
You'd think we'd be more progressive now. You know, there's all these movements, you know, yay, women, movements. What the flip are they doing?
It's like Disney unfortunately had missed the memo. Yeah, there, and this whole thing started where didn't some folks corner Disney and be like, why do
you
not
have... there was an article, I don't have it in front of me, but basically it was talking about how they are saying they don't need to have Princess Leia things, they don't need to have Black Widow things, because they already cornered the market for girls with princesses. So they need to work on the boys' market, because, you know, girls don't like.
Yeah, and that's
she's
pretty...
Princess Leia. Hello.
And she was really. I mean, when the original Star Wars came out, it was a coup to have the princess saving everybody else's neck, you know, with the laser gun and shooting stormtroopers and all that. And that's really what endeared her to, you know, pop culture, and then to just be like...
She was, yeah, the sole girl in the boys' club, you know?
And she had to kick butt to do it. Yeah, she did. I mean...
And the thing is, it's like, and she's a princess, so technically, but, you know, it just irritates me, because it's like, you know, of course, why would little girls want things like, you know, a Black Widow doll, when she can have another, you know, Elsa or Anna doll? Not that there's anything wrong with that, because our daughter loves the princess stuff. But yeah, she also would like a Black Widow doll, I am sure.
Well, our kids play Disney Infinity, and our daughter's 7, and I think Black Widow is one of her favorite characters. She loves Black Widow. I mean, she was so excited
because, well, Kyrie has red hair, and Black Widow has red hair, and she kicks butt, and so she sees herself like, wow, she looks like me, and look at her kicking all that rear.
Yeah.
You know, and instead she can have, you know, not there's anything wrong with Elsa, because honestly, Elsa probably could be an Avenger.
She could be the Ice Queen.
I mean, she could definitely fit in with the Avengers. But it's like, they're basically, their attitude seems to be, from what I've read, we already have a lot of girls' stuff in lock. But I hate to break it to them. I think Monster High and that's kicking their butt with the princess line anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, yeah, Monster, I mean, I know a lot of women aren't real fond of Monster High, but I don't know. I think it's...
Well, I don't like the way they're tarted up, but I do like the message, which is, you're different, you know, brace your differences.
Yeah, it's almost like...
Get along.
It's almost like, yeah, you guys are different, you might be a little freaky, you know,
but that doesn't mean that you're not cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, and they're always like, oh my god, this boy likes me, and I think that's the problem, you know?
I think that's the problem. I think if they did more with the characters and, you know...
Less worrying about being the teenage idol.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like mixed messages, I think, with Monster High, where it's like, okay, well, be different, be you be unique, but make sure you're cute for that boy.
Yeah, that I have a problem with.
Yeah, you know, that zombie boy.
But Kyrie loves the dolls. And she has a bunch of them. But, like, Tristan has a bunch of Kaiju, Kyrie has a bunch of Monster High and Never After High dolls.
Our kids are, strange.
But my point is, it's like, you know, the whole thing, the thinking, well, we have the girls' market corner because we have princesses, and we need a corner of the boys' market, is just stupid.
Well, it's pretty sad when you buy, you know, a couple of the biggest franchises in the world. I mean, you buy Marvel, you buy Star Wars, and then you turn around and make it a marketing thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like we bought the, it's almost like, did you buy these because they're near and dear to people's hearts, or did you buy these properties because you wanted to make action figures? You know, and that sort of concerns me. I mean, I think so far, I think Disney has done a fantastic job with the movies, you know, making the Marvel movies. I don't think anybody's going to argue that the Marvel movies are awesome.
Right, but they do limit how many women.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
And then when they only limit it to, like, one female, and they turn around and then, like, limit her even more.
Yeah, because the Avengers, I mean, well, now Scarlet Witch is in
well, that's true. Problem,
but
that's true. But I haven't seen it yet. So.
The Avengers, historically, they've had a lot of women. I mean, Wasp is not in, I think she's going to be
talking about the movie version, not the books.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the comics, though, they've always had a lot of women in the Avengers, and they've sort of, you know, limited. Yeah, they have one woman,
so,
and then they don't.
So you do an Avengers, and all the shirts and all the merchandise have everybody on there, including Vision, but they do not put Black Widow on it.
Yeah, my
it's like, what? Last I checked, she was one of the important members. And then someone said that they took her motorcycle that was like her thing. And then the toys now have, you can buy the motorcycle, but you have to buy it with Iron Man or Captain America. And they don't even put her on her own motorcycle.
Yeah, that's pretty crap. I mean, she's been, I mean, here's what's interesting, though, is they portrayed her as a really strong character in the movies. Like, she's awesome in the movies. But, you know, then to kind of, like, you know, pull her teeth out and be like, well, we can't have that girl ride a motorcycle because, you know, it's not a pink princess motorcycle, and our demographic just, they're not.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for the, oh, we finally give you a Black Widow doll, but she styled her hair Black Widow, and she wears pink, you know, it's something like that. And I mean, nothing wrong with pink, because I know people have problems with the pink Legos, and I honestly don't have a problem with that, and the reason being is because there's so many other Lego sets out there that are already geared to boys or girls can
like
buy.
A general audience.
Yeah, they can buy Star Wars. They can buy Avengers.
Yeah.
They can buy either of the sets. But the pink ones are for girls who just like pink, because there are some girls out there that are very girly, and that's what they like. They like the girly stuff. They like the pink. They like the princesses. And that's totally valid.
Should have the Lego friends join Ninjago.
It'd be kind of funny.
Like Shredder and Darth Vader. That would be pretty
cool. But, Kyra will take Tristan's figures that are like Ninjago or Darth Vader and put them with her Lego friends. But, you know, I mean, I think it's okay to have a pink Lego set because you're catering to that one audience. But you have so many other things. It's not excluding. It's not exclusionary. This is simply excluding girls from superheroes. And that's just utter crap. And it's like, you know, I mean, and what gets me, too, is they're doing so well with starting to be, like, hiring more women and trying to be more diverse and trying to get more female creators in there. And they're all, like, obviously trying really hard to do this.
In comics.
Right, in the comics. In the comics.
These aren't really reflecting.
And then, and they turn around and they make these awesome characters in the movie. But sorry, girls. Sorry, boys who like would like to have the figure.
Well,
you can't have a Black Widow.
I mean, I'm, like, floored that, like, okay, I mean, to put in perspective, Ant-Man gets his own movie. Ant-Man gets his own movie, but they have to fight to make a Wonder Woman movie, and she gets a cameo.
Don't even get me started.
She gets a cameo in
Wonder Woman's my favorite.
In the new Superman movie, but
what,
you know,
the heck?
I mean, Wonder Woman was, I mean, she had her own TV show in the 70s. It was huge. It was a big deal. You know, and I'm not understanding. I guess I'm just like, I don't understand when comics are pushing to be so progressive, why the movies
are trying to ruin everything they're
doing. Are really taking three steps back, you know, or they make sure they have the appeal to the female demographic by casting a female love interest for the male hero.
Who always ends up dying or they have to be saved constantly.
Yeah. And, I mean, you see that a lot. You saw it in Thor and you saw it in, well, pretty much every, I mean, the only strong supporting female I think they've had. So, well, I don't know, Pepper Potts was okay.
She was his love interest.
She was a secretary, So she.
She only got to be elevated to the owner because he put her there because
they were
together.
Yeah, so she only got to own the company because of.
I mean, it's,
so, yeah,
it's,
okay.
it's utter
so,
poop.
Mind,
and I'm just saying, and I mean, and the thing is about, like, you know, with comics, and there's a lot of argument there about women are kept out of comics. I think now more than ever, that's not the case. I mean, it's starting to change. Marvel and DC were the two holdouts, I think. Because I think in indie comics, or just comics in general, women were never... I think women are not kept down. Marvel and DC, yeah, there's motorcycles.
Purple motorcycles.
Marvel and DC, yes. They were keeping women out. But they're changing that now.
I think it's kind of funny that, like, Marvel and DC are making such a big deal out of being more inclusive with their creatives, when indie comics and web comics have been doing it, like, forever.
I know.
This is a new thing. Like, you guys just got the memo that, like, women and minorities like to create comics, do.
I know, and they're acting like they invented it. Like, oh, yeah, look at us. We're so progressive.
It's 2015. We're being progressive. Again, I think, part of me is like, is this like a marketing thing? Like, they sat around the boardroom and they're like...
It's a hot topic right now. Let's do it.
This is a buzzword, and we need to capitalize on that. And then you wonder, like, is it actually a genuine thing, or is it just like...
We're just doing it for the next couple years until it dies down.
Because we know it's a hot topic right now, so we got to make sure we capitalize on, you know, get the...
I hope not.
I hope
that... Well, I don't know if they will, because the response has been so positive.
Well, kind of. The DC, I'm not really sure. Some people have been kind of like, you know.
I mean, it depends. I mean, but I think, like, I don't know if they can Marvel's go back without
really well.
Looking.
Marvel has done really well. I know Ms. Marvel's crazy popular, and you have a Muslim female superhero in a well-written book, and it's been insanely popular.
Yeah, and the thing is, and that's awesome, but why they're not translating this over to the merchandise for the movies?
Well, yeah,
that's what I don't understand. We want girls... Okay, and they're saying
that... Ms. Marvel movie. You will not see a Ms. Marvel movie or a Squirrel Girl movie or anything.
Squirrel Girl. Tristan would be thrilled
about
Squirrel Girl.
I would love a Squirrel Girl.
Tristan would love that. Cool. But here's the thing. It's like... You know, you want these girls to learn to be empowered. You're supposed to have these strong female characters. And they're saying that 52% of their demographic is actually women. And they're not, you know, they're excluding them. But not even that. There are boys who, my son would want the Black Widow figure. I know he would. He wanted Scarlet. Remember from G.I. Joe?
Oh, G.I. Joe, yeah.
That was his favorite figure.
That was back, he was like 4 years old. And he had a choice of any G.I. Joe figure. And he chose Scarlet.
Yeah.
Because he's like, hey, she's a girl and she's got red hair and she kicks butt.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's like, you know, boys will want everybody as much as girls, and they're trying to use the whole, well, we already have the female market cornered with princesses. Well, boys might like the female characters too, you know? I mean, it's like the one little video I had up on our Facebook with a little girl, and she's having a fit because she's like, why do girls have to be pink? Why can't we have action figures? Boys might like, you know...
You know, it actually seems like in some ways I think we've taken a step back, because I remember... When we were kids in the 80s, like, boys were into Cabbage Patch Kids and Care Bears, too. And, like, a lot of those toy lines, like the Cabbage Patches and the Care Bears and the Smurfs, they crossed genders. They were not marketed to one or the other.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, the Care Bears were not in the pink aisle, you know. And it just seems like a lot of these, you know, it's just been the last, like, 10 years or so. It just seems like everything's pink or
other. Yeah, you'd think it'd be a lot further ahead. And it's just ridiculous.
We've actually gone backwards, I think.
Yeah. The whole thing about taking out the Leias and the Black Widows and things, I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would a boy not want Black Widow on his shirt? That's stupid. How come a girl can wear a Spider-Man shirt but a boy can't wear a Black Widow shirt? That's just dumb. If you're listening to the Avengers and she's one of the Avengers, why isn't she on the dang t-shirt?
Yeah.
It just makes me mad. I just felt
like the Avengers is like the Avengers plus Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah, he kind of gets excluded too sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Hawkeye's kind of like, it's like her male friend, Hawkeye.
But, it's just, I mean, the whole thing's dumb. And they were talking about different actors. Like, Colin Hanks was trying to buy his daughter a Leia figure. And he said the only one he could find was Slave Leia. He was like, I don't want to buy my daughter, you know, the Leia, like that, which I always thought funny, because the first two movies, they were talking about how to tape her boobs down so she didn't jiggle, and by the third movie, they were just like, stick her in a metal bikini and hope she stays in it. So, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, fan service, I guess.
Well, even that, though, I mean, they show Leia's personality, like, yeah, they put her in the metal bikini, but the point was, you know, she was being humiliated. I mean, you got the impression she's humiliated the whole time she was there, and then she winds up choking Jabba to death. Because,
yeah, she's like, screw you. Yeah, I don't have to deal with this.
Jabba.
So why the heck would you not have a... Why would you not want Leia to be a role model for girls and have a toy of her? And if they do get a toy, it'll probably be the, you know, hairstyle Leia. Brush her hair and put it into pretty designs.
Because I know, like, even Kenner had... it was Kenner owned by Hasbro, whatever. They had the Power of the Force figures in the 90s. They had Leia action figures. But they had their own, like, the Princess Leia line. But then those Leia figures had, like, dress-up clothes. And then they'd come with another figure, like,
Well, I just remember Leia was worth the most because they kept short-packing her.
Yeah, well, because he kept thinking the male collectors didn't want her. But they, I remember, yeah, just, you know.
But she looked like a guy.
Constipated.
She yeah, did.
They, well, you know, all those, the early Power of the Force figures, they all look like buff. Like, Luke was, like, freaking steroids.
The thing about those were, though, they were nice for, like, kids to play with because they actually didn't fall apart and you didn't have all the hands getting lost and stuff. Like, the new figures, I don't like them as much because the pieces
like the
pop off and they break too easy.
Like, Tristan, you know, our son, you know, grew up with the new, like, super articulated Star Wars figures, and I'm sorry, but he keeps losing hands and feet and garbage.
He got rid of them eventually because it wasn't his thing. He leans more to gaming and kaiju.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just irritates me. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be like that, but they were talking about, you know, back to the actors, and they said about, Mark Ruffalo? He is the one. He's leading a big campaign online to try to bring Black Widow merchandise out because he thinks it's ridiculous, too. I think his kids wanted Black Widow stuff, and they don't have any.
Yeah, see, I never, since I don't collect toys anymore, I mean, I used to be a big-time toy collector, but since I don't collect toys anymore, I actually hadn't, you know, been aware of it until lately that they've been doing this with the Marvel characters.
Well, it's been brought to light recently, and it's just,
well, with this movie especially.
But they're basically flat out saying, well, I'm sorry, the person who was saying it was saying, like, you know, someone higher up, but he didn't want named, kind of thing. Basically, it was like, we're not going to make the stuff because we're not worried about the girl market. They can buy Princess, you know, they can buy Cinderella. We're the boys are the ones who are going to buy this stuff, and it's like bull crap. If you said to Kyrie, hey, Kyrie, do you want a Princess Leia figure and some Star Wars stuff? Oh, hell yeah, she'd be all about it.
Yeah, and, you know, well, even when we went to Disney World and we went to Star Wars Weekend, she bought the Leia, like, the figure pack with all the pieces and stuff. And but again, this goes back to when we were kids. It actually seems like we're taking a step back. When we were kids, I remember anybody that wanted a Princess Leia figure could get one, and all the boys had Leia.
Because you wanted all the main characters.
You wanted all the main characters. I had two Leias, I think. I had the original Leia with the white, with the buns, and I had the Bespin Leia. And I was like 4 or 5 years old when I bought them. I didn't think anything of it. None of my friends made fun of me for having Princess Leia, because you have the whole gang, you have to have Leia, too.
Yeah, and I mean, back then, I remember, too, like, my brother had Care Bears, he had Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Everybody did. It was not like, you know, how dare you? You know what I mean? You can't cross genders, you know, on the toy lines. It's
no,
like, really?
They were marketed for both. Care Bears, I know, they marketed for both. Like, even the cartoons, you know, they always made sure they had a boy and a girl. You know,
I think the toy companies are smart. They'd market it for both. And you know what? There are boys out there who want princess dolls. And there's not a thing wrong with it. Why can't you just make the toys and have it out there for everyone?
I don't know. Well, it's like, what was the boy had? What was it, an Easy Bake Oven?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this a couple of years ago where he's like, why are all the Easy Bake Ovens pink? Why do they have to be pink? He's like, I'm a boy, I want an Easy Bake Oven, but I want a pink Easy Bake Oven. And there are a lot of girls that don't want a pink Easy Bake Oven.
There's a lot of girls that don't like pink.
So
there's
nothing
wrong with that.
I think they finally did come around, and they started making them in, like, white and black and blue. And, I mean, what, boys
don't want to go? Why not just make things for kids? And, I mean, you know what happened, too? They did make the Black Widow figure or the Leia figure. They probably short-pack them. Like I said earlier, they'd probably be like, okay, there's one per package, and the boys and girls want them.
Well, that's what happened with, and that was kind of like going back to the history of, like, action figures. I think, you know, they always started, and the female characters were almost always worth more because they were short packed. I remember even Aliens, right? Okay, Ripley is the main character of Aliens. And I remember when they had the Aliens toy line out, she was the hardest one to get because they short packed Ripley, the main character of Aliens, because they figured the boys wouldn't want to buy a Ripley figure.
That was just stupid.
You know, I remember Batman Returns. I remember Catwoman was going for a ridiculous amount of money because you could never find her because she was short packed.
Well,
she was the main
villain. It's not even just about females, sometimes it's about minorities, kind of like in She-Ra, Princess of Power lines, Natosa.
Yeah.
You couldn't find Natosa anywhere because she was African American.
Well,
I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, Clamp Champ was kind of that way, too, with He-Man.
Iris for the Rose Petal Place dolls is hard to get.
Well, it's almost like, I mean, I feel bad.
She was my favorite.
It's the token black character, so we're not going to make a whole lot of these, because only black kids are going to want, which is stupid.
The whole thing is stupid. People want to know why there's the issues in the world that there are, because they're creating them themselves.
Well, I want to know, because from everything I can see from the trailer for the new Star Wars films, the African-American Stormtrooper guy is going to be a main character.
Yeah.
So they're going to make a lot of figures of him, right?
Better.
He looks like he's going to be one of the main characters.
A girl. No, I'm not hearing anything about her and whether they're making figures of her. You're saying they're not making Leia.
Well, Leia is going to be older in this one. She might not have a very big part. She just might have
that could be true too, but like everybody's going to be watching these and want to go watch the classic stuff. It just makes sense to make Leia. Because they're making the classics of all the other figures. That's the thing. That's what people got mad about at first. They were re-releasing classic figures of all the other Star Wars from the original cast, but no Leia.
Yeah, see, I've been out collecting for so long. I just remember when Power of the Force first came back, they did have a lot of Leia figures. They actually had, like, they had new Leias that they never had out. They had, like, the Leia from the end of the movie, the first movie, where she was in, like, the,
the white gown. Ceremony.
They brought Mon Mothma out. They never had her out before.
Yeah, I know. That was exciting.
Yeah, so they actually were. And then when the Phantom Menace figures came out, they had, like, three or four different Amidala figures, you know, because she changed her outfit in, like, every scene. But there was no shortage of female figures. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting because I think just judging by the trailers, it looks like the two main characters of the new movie, it's a girl and a black guy. So what are you gonna do?
Well, you know something else too, though. When it was out originally and it was the toys were out, it wasn't run by Disney. Takes over Marvel and Star Wars, and now they're like, we already have a lot. And yes, do they have a big demographic already covered with women, with girls? They do. But not everybody wants, and there's a lot of boys who want the female characters. My gosh.
Sucks because, you know, I love Disney. We love Disney.
Totally do.
There's just some people in the marketing department of their whatever action figure.
Neither. Needs slap upside the head.
Yeah, I don't know who's in charge of that because Disney's such a compartmentalized company.
Yeah, it's not all of Disney.
It's not all of Disney. It's whoever's in charge of their toy marketing or whatever, their branding, that person, people, whatever. I don't know what the malfunction is, but it's not, I don't think it's a very healthy way to go.
It's not very smart. Just from a making money point of view.
If somebody's,
why? I don't know if they're afraid that girls are going to buy that and not buy the princesses, but Kyrie would buy the princesses and buy Black Widow, and they all go on adventures together.
Yeah.
She'd want them all, and then she'd be like, okay, let's go kick some butt together.
Elsa, Anna, and Leia are all going to go
Kick some butt. You know, it's just, I don't know. So anyway, we've ranted enough. We're getting closer to the movie theater, so.
Yeah, and we're watching it like a month late because we're busy, and we don't have time to go see these
things.
But we do have kids, and they're geeky kids, and they like their stuff, so.
All right, well, that's it for the Shadowbinders rant cast today.
Okay, talk to you later. This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. Patreon helps content creators create more of the content that you love. If you like this podcast and you like our comics, our videos, and all the other stuff that we do online, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/clownfishstudios. That's patreon.com/clownfishstudios. Thank you for your support.